Good morning to everybody. It's Saturday and it's the 2nd of August and it's a yucky day. And it looks like it's going to be raining for the best part of it at least. Anyway, this is Joe Senior and I thought I'd share some thoughts with you all and hopefully get some feedback from you. And the subject is online shopping. We do quite a lot of online shopping and have found as the time goes by that we do more and more of it. I'm just wondering, to what extent do you lot out there do online shopping, if at all? let me tell you what we set out to do. Basically, it set out to design and develop the virtual shopping centre cum High Street. Basically, what all it is a list of stores and their websites. But some careful thought went into it in determining what type of shops and websites do we need. So what we've come up with is an extensive array of websites which we think cover most of our needs. We have supermarkets, we have chemist shops, we have department stores, clothes shops, baby shops, electrical stores. The only thing that we don't have on our virtual High Street / shopping centre are butchers and alehouses. And fruit and veg shops, although you can obviously get meat and fruit and veg from the supermarkets. One of the things we set out to do is not only to have one of each type, but to have as much competition as we could. So, for example, in the supermarkets, we have a branch of Tesco's, Asda, Waitrose, Iceland. I can't think of any more, but there you go. I mean, Pearl does most of the shopping anyway, and I'll pass over to Pearl and she can tell you what she does and how she does it and whatever. But so what we do, basically, we select a website and then we add that into the favourites on your Internet Explorer menus, and we set up an account with those websites. So, for example, John Lewis, we have a John Lewis account and we can order online. Or if there are any problems, we can have a look at items that we want online and then phone through and get more information if we desire that, or if we feel it's better to make telephone ordering, well, we'll do that way. But Pearl will tell you a bit more about that. So we've got quite a lot of shops, and if we were to visit each of the shops on our virtual High Street in real life, I think it'll take us about 3 days to do that. So we can do it at our leisure. We can not move outside. We can go in, go out. We can. One of the greatest things about it is that you're not limited to opening hours. You can do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you so wish. And, for example, if you wake up in the morning at 2:30 and you feel, well, at a loose end, I think I'll go and have a look at John Lewis, see what they've got on. special, or I'll go into Debenhams, or I'll go go see what's going on in Next or Marks and Spencer's, so on. And yeah, it's proved to be very good. We started really about 10 years ago, maybe a bit more than that, ordering the odd thing from Amazon, and it's steadily grown and grown and grown and whatever till now. I'd say we do 90 to 95% of our shopping online, and very good it is too. So what I'd like to do now is pass you over to Pearl, who's my wife, and Pearl will go through what she does, searching through the through the shops and type of things she does, shopping, what she shops for and what she doesn't shop for, and all that sort of woman's type stuff. So over to you, Pearl.
Hi, this is Pearl speaking. I think one of the first rules of online shopping is to have a rough idea of what you want to buy, whether it be food or electrical items. So what I do is I have a rough idea of what I want to buy, and then I browse through the various shops. Say I want to buy a new kettle, I will, first of all, what I do is I go onto the Witch website, and it gives you the best kettles to buy. It also sets out different categories of kettles, which boil faster, which have filters for limescale filters, and how much energy they use. And then I go through those and I pick which I think is the best one. Sometimes there can be quite cheap ones which are good, and sometimes it's the other way around, but I say you get what you pay for. Say I'm going to do food shopping. As I say, it's best to have a rough idea of what you want. But I think most people get the same things anyway, each month or whichever period of time they choose to shop. I find that one of the best ones to go to do food shopping on is Tesco, as when you type something in which you want, it adds it to your favourites. And if you go back within 3 months, the items are still there in your favourites. So you just have to go down your favourites and pick what you want. The only downside is to doing food shopping online is they sneak in the offers. So you end up buying sometimes quite a bit more than you should. There are certain things I don't buy online. I don't buy clothes, and I don't buy shoes online. But what I do tend to do is I look round the various shops like Next, Marks and Sparks, Sports Direct, another outlet, and I compare the prices and find out what they've got. And then I will go out to Next or go out to Marks and Sparks, and then I have a rough idea of what I want and what styles they have. So that's a good idea to do, I find. Of course, Joe, he just goes on to Sports Direct and gets his T-shirts and his trainers and his tracksuit bottoms and tops, Whereas I think us girls, we like to sort of look round and try things on. And that's what I do. I have various shops. I have quite a few chemists, Superdrug, Boots. I love perfume, so I have quite a lot of perfume outlets, like the perfume shop and other types. I also have specialist cookware shops because I love cooking. So I have a shop called Hearts of Stir, and then I have Delia's cook shop, and one or two other cook shops. So we do most of our shopping online. I would say the only things I don't do, as my husband has said, is we don't buy our fruit and veg online. We use our local greengrocer. And we also don't buy our meat online, as we don't eat very much meat anyway. But I use the local butcher. And I also use the local baker for my bread. So, and of course I have a bread maker, and I make my own sometimes. So I would say on the whole, it's a godsend, I think, online shopping. It really is. As I say, as my husband has said, and I say, you don't have to worry about going out if you don't want to. And you can do it any time of the day or night. Of course, when you've got grandchildren, it's great, because at Christmas time, for the toys and things, you can just go online, have a look at Toys R Us or Smith's Toys, and there you go, everything's there for you. So, on the whole, I think online shopping is the best. So now I'm going to pass you back to Joe to sign off. So I will sign off for now, and it's Pearl saying bye for now. And I hope this has been useful for you and helpful. This is my first audio booth, by the way, so it's a little bit...
First time you've...
It's a little bit scratchy and a little bit... But I suppose I'll get used to it eventually. So I'll say bye for now and pass you back to Joe. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Well, I don't know what she's been saying, because she ran out of the room and went away to do it by herself. So, but anyway, I hope what she said has been of use to you all and give you some food for thought. But a couple of things struck me as I was sitting here cogitating, and how important the internet has become to us all in such a short time. I mean, I can remember 25, 30 years ago when getting online, as it was sitting at your desk and signing on to your local terminal connected to the mainframe computer. To communicate via a terminal over long distance was unheard of, and if you did, in fact we did once or twice, it was very, very, very expensive, and it was a very complex activity to do and required some specialised equipment. You know, and it struck me that today's internet, things you can do. I mean, who'd have thought that you could do virtually every bit of shopping from sitting on your settee in your living room? But that's it, you can. And you only realise how powerful a tool the internet is when you haven't got it. My son and daughter-in-law have been without their internet because of problems for the last 6 days, and they're going frantic. They can't do this. The type of things they can't do, it's unbelievable. Fortunately, they have got access to the internet via their mobile, but they're terrified with their data plans if they exceed their limits and how much it's going to cost and so on, which is fair enough. But broadband, absolutely wonderful, and I think we're going to become more reliant on it as well. So I can only say that we would definitely be lost without it, yeah. So I hope this has been a little bit of an insight into the online shopping experience and give you some food for thought. And hope you will benefit from it. So until I boo next time, I'll sign off. Cheers now. Bye-bye.